You know, I get a lot of stuff that crosses my desk, and when I get stuff that piques my interest, because it's probably got a goofy headline with it, and this is one, and it said, a perfect storm for increased insect pressure in corn this year, and followed up by saying the combination of the mild winter and spring windstorms, talking about the fact that we were getting a lot of weather blowing up from down south, and along with it came a lot of insects. So whenever it has anything to do with that sort of stuff, I call my buddy Greg Canabular at G&K Concepts to talk about it. And Greg, does any of that resonate? Because we really did have kind of an awkward sort of spring. You know, we had that 10 days or so when it was unseasonably warm right at the beginning. Then it turned off cold and got wet and guys couldn't get in the field. But that push of weather from down south, did that actually bring with it a lot of insects that we need to be paying attention to?
It did, and it's good to be back here with you, Rob, but I don't even know what normal is anymore. I'm not sure what categorizes
right.
Normal.
Yeah, exactly.
But you're right. A lot of weather patterns this spring, I mean, good grief, our planting spring lasted about 7 weeks long from start to finish because all this funky weather. But along with that, a lot of our insect pressure does get carried up on weather fronts and a lot of southerly wind flow.
Yeah.
And with that carries in certain pests like black cutworm, which I assume you're going to ask me about.
Well, black cutworm and also corn rootworm, but they were talking about both of those blowing up from the south. And I know that you have always participated with Purdue in putting the insect traps out. So did we get that kind of pressure?
So a couple things at play here. First, black cutworm, which I would start with. So we are a trapping site for Purdue. We've done that for years. We're just one of several across the state. And it's a good lead indicator as to what your pressures might be. But I would say going back several weeks ago, we had some really high numbers of black cutworm. That's generally the first thing we trap for. And our trap counts in a typical year, whatever normal even is, but a typical year, we might have 4, 5, or 6 moths in our trap in a week. And this year we had 50, 60,
whoa,
70
whoa.
In a week.
God, wow.
I mean, you had to sit there and count those little devils out. And so now, fortunately, it really wasn't a problem, even though the moth counts were so high. There were potentially some isolated field problems, but widespread, it really wasn't a problem. Those larvae don't like daylight. They only feed at night. And so when soils get dry and they dry out and they get hard, they basically have a tough time maneuvering. And that in itself actually helps to control populations. It's a good thing. There may have been an isolated field here and there, maybe a weedy field or a cover crop field that was a host for them that had higher pressures. But the bottom line is a widespread issue. It really wasn't. But the number sure started out really, really high. Probably one of the top 2 or 3 highest counts we've ever seen in a spring,
wow,
at least in the northern part of the state. So yeah, we kind of dodged a bullet on cutworms. Their life cycle is pretty much over now. The next thing to be aware of and that has potentially high numbers is 2 things, army worm and western bean cutworm. So army worms are trapped every week, all year, more or less. And the counts in the northern 2/3 of the state have been rather high. I wouldn't necessarily say they're the highest I've ever seen, but they are notably high. So I would be aware of army worms. And so the 2 host crops they generally go after are wheat and corn. So could have some army worm pressure. I mean, they've already hosted, laid eggs. Those eggs should be hatching by now. And so it's kind of at the front end of the season. Like I said, we haven't seen a problem yet, but it could be something to be aware of. So if you didn't include insecticide on your wheat, fungicide passes, that could be a hot spot yet. And as corn grows along here, we've seen problems in corn. I mean, I've seen army worms literally almost wipe out a field of corn many times before. So, I mean, I'm just saying be aware of it. I don't think it's something you got to lose sleep over, but the risk is apparent. And so that's something I'd keep in mind.
Are you saying that we should be out there scouting?
The next pest I mentioned was western bean cutworm. Literally, we just started trapping for those, and we will trap those for the next, actually into August, we'll trap for western bean cutworm. And those infest corn. Again, it's a moth. They will get carried up here on weather fronts. Look for host crops. The pest they like the most is corn. They'll lay eggs on corn plants, and then they'll pupate, and then the larvae are pretty damaging to corn. So I have no lead indicator yet as to what that might be, but those really don't hurt us until late in the season. That's pollination time and after, but they move in now and they move in with weather front. So, you know, we've got some really goofy weather and some goofy weather that's not happening that we need to happen to. Yeah. So,
well, listen, we're kind of running out of time. Is there anything else you want guys to keep an eye out for?
On the field management side, I would probably just end with this. You know, we just come off of three pretty solid weeks of dry weather and some pretty key times where the crop was planted and then sprayed. So we are seeing a lot of herbicide breaks because we haven't had enough moisture to activate a lot of chemistry. So just be aware, particularly in corn, that there's a lot of resprays that need to happen because we didn't get some activation on chemistry. And I would just say, hey, pay attention to what's going on in your field. You have time to rescue that right now. You don't want to find out a month from now that you have a weed problem, because by then it's going to be really tough.
Yeah. Greg Kneibuhler with G&K Concepts. Buddy, we always appreciate having some time with you. So thanks for your time. Sure appreciate it.
You bet. Glad to be back.